Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day begins with mild temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying pleasant weather, while Haifa wakes up to cool breezes. It's a good day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the Jerusalem Post reports that Trump briefed Netanyahu on American moves in the Gulf during a phone call. Netanyahu also cautioned Trump against approving the F-35 deal with Turkey. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reveals that Israel warned the U.S. about a new Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. The U.S. remains committed to a memorandum with Tehran, despite Trump's declaration that it was over. Also this hour, the Wall Street Journal, via Mariv, reports that Israel has informed Washington of a fresh Iranian plan targeting Trump. Separately, from earlier today, Ynet reports that Israel destroyed more Hezbollah tunnels and is pursuing trapped terrorists in Lebanon. The IDF uncovered rocket launch shafts near Majd al-Zun. And finally, JNS reports that Israel and Lebanon are moving to implement a U.S.-brokered framework agreement. This involves pilot zones in southern Lebanon, where Hezbollah forces will be removed. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted 47 minutes ago that Israel shared intelligence with the U.S. about a new alleged Iranian plot on Trump, according to the Wall Street Journal. Reactions on X reflect broader concerns. The IDI Center, known for its expertise on Islam, retweeted a commentary highlighting skepticism about Western interpretations of Islam. Al Arabiya English shared a perspective from Paul Glastris, a former Clinton speechwriter, stating that Trump is trapped in a dilemma of his own making as Iran holds the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories, starting with the conversation between Netanyahu and Trump, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Netanyahu emphasized to Trump the potential risks of an F-35 deal with Turkey. This comes after the U.S. renewed strikes on Iranian targets in the Gulf. The move could escalate tensions between the U.S. and its NATO ally, Turkey. Turning to the assassination plot, the Times of Israel details Israel's warning to the U.S. about Iran's plans against Trump. Despite Trump's assertion that the Memorandum of Understanding with Tehran is no longer valid, Washington continues technical discussions. This underscores the complexity of U.S.-Iran relations at a precarious time. Meanwhile, Israel's military operations in Lebanon continue. Ynet reports that the IDF is targeting Hezbollah's infrastructure, uncovering missile launch sites. These actions come as isolated Hezbollah fighters mount attacks. The ongoing conflict raises concerns for stability in the region. In a related development, JNS reports on the U.S.-brokered framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon. This agreement aims to establish pilot zones in southern Lebanon, removing Hezbollah forces. The Lebanese armed forces are expected to assume control. This could mark a significant shift in regional security dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Cellebrite is investing in drone intelligence as aerial threats grow. A partnership with SkySafe will enhance drone detection with digital forensic evidence. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a financial dispute over the Gaza envelope. M.K. Hanuch Milivitsky is blocking a budget of about 1.1 billion shekels, calling for a solution to the ongoing issues. And finally, Walla Business reveals delays in funding. Half a billion shekels approved months ago for businesses in the north remain untransferred. The Finance Committee is scrutinizing these financial blockages. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.